Do you have a filtering system in your house that filters out the toxins and other heavy metals that might be present in your water so that the water that you drink, you know, is safe and nourishing for the cells of your body? Consider the possibility that even if you do have a filtering system, you can muscle test whether or not the water that you are drinking currently is safe and healthy for your body. You can use any of the muscle testing techniques that we've introduced or those that you know how to use on your own. I invite you today to do a test that you probably haven't thought about doing, especially if you've invested quite a bit of energy and attention to creating and installing water filtering systems. But I invite you to test out the safety and the nourishment value of the water that you drink now in your house, to literally go pour a glass of water and hold it with one hand, and with the other hand, use that stinky finger muscle testing technique where you take your thumb and you rub it across your two closest fingers to see whether or not it feels sticky or smooth. And what you want to do is ask, is this water good for me to drink at this time? Ask the question, hold the water with one of your hands, and then with the other hand, literally do the little sticky finger test. And if it's smooth, then the answer is yes, 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 of course, it's wonderful water for you. And if it's sticky, then you might want to reevaluate your water filtering system. It may be that still you need some other filtering mechanism to be able to screen out any heavy metals or pesticides or even prescription medication residues that may be present in the water that you're drinking. There's another source of toxins that most people don't think about. What about the shower water or the bath water that you use to cleanse your body? The skin is an enormous absorption organ that takes in all sorts of nourishment as well as toxins. So if the water in your shower or your bath is not being filtered, it's possible that you are being exposed to heavy metals through your skin. And that could be a persistent reason why you continue to have the symptoms of Parkinson's. It may be simply because the water that you are using to take a shower contains heavy metals, contains pesticides, even if a residue of those, and that is then get leaking into your system and basically wreaking havoc with your neurological system. So now use some muscle testing, and again, the sticky finger method I think is a really good method to use, is just to ask the question now, does the water that I use to take a shower or take a bath have what my body needs to cleanse itself? And go ahead and muscle test that and see whether or not it's sticky or whether it's clear. For me, as I test that, it's clear. So the water that I use is basically what my body needs. And now you need to have a follow-up question. Does the water contain toxins that are harmful for my body that I use to wash myself with in the shower or the bath? And ask that question. Are there toxins? Ask the question. And with your fingers, go ahead and test. And my test is basically good, but there's just a bit of stickiness to it, just a tiny bit. So that alerts me to the fact that probably it would be advantageous for me to have some filtering system in the entire house. See what your test comes out with. If you're really sticky, if you find a lot of resistance with that sticky finger test, then it may be that the water that you're using to shower yourself with does contain a residue of prescription medications or toxins or heavy metals or some other kind of a material that's basically getting in through your bloodstream, through your skin, into your body, and creating a terrible problem. Most people are aware that what we put through our throats is getting directly into our body, but most people, myself included, are not really that aware of what a huge impact taking a shower can have on either nurturing the cells of our body or creating a toxic assault on our body. So ask the question. Consider the possibility that the water that you use to shower or to bath may actually be creating some problems for you. And if that's the case, clearly the invitation is to begin to investigate filters on your shower system or on your entire house that would filter out the noxious substances that are creating a problem. And again, I want to say again, as I continue to say every day and throughout this week, you can get additional, more detailed information by asking more detailed questions as you muscle test. So you can really refine your decisions that you make about how, in this case, you might want to modify your entire water system in your house so that you're filtering out all the noxious substances and you're getting the purified water your body needs to be able to maintain a state of full health and wellness. This is, of course, Robert Rogers, and you're listening to Parkinson's Recovery.